I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, July 25th. A whale struck a fishing boat off the coast of Plymouth yesterday in an area where whales have been spotted several times over the past week. A viewer captured photos of the whale as it breached with several fishing boats nearby. The whale landed on one of the boats, causing the bow to dip down into the water. Two people who were on the boat braced themselves as the boat tipped forward and back. Plymouth officials posted a photo of the boat that showed the damage. A harbormaster boat assigned to the area to watch for any potential violations of the Marine Mammal Act responded to check on the vessel's occupants. The operator reported no injuries and no major damage that affected the seaworthiness of the boat. The Massachusetts Environmental Police are investigating. Whales feeding and breaching in the area have brought residents and tourists to the area in the hopes of catching a glimpse of the marine mammals. Most of the whales sighted have been humpback whales, which can measure up to 55 feet and weigh 40 tons, according to the Whale and Dolphin Conservation, a nonprofit group dedicated to the conservation of whales. A home in Plymouth was destroyed by fire early yesterday. Firefighters were called to 9 Overlook Circle for a report of a fire. Upon arrival, firefighters encountered heavy flames throughout the home. The occupants, a family of three, were not home at the time. A second alarm was struck to provide additional manpower and relief due to the high temperatures. No injuries were reported. However, the home sustained significant damage and was a total loss. On Friday, fire tore through another home in Plymouth. Firefighters were able to put out the fire on Thompson Circle, but the house was also deemed uninhabitable. Those residents were not at home and no injuries were reported. The cause of both fires is under investigation. State police are searching for a woman who allegedly attacked a DCR employee at Miles Standish State Forest in Carver. This happened about 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon. The 63-year-old DCR employee said that he was slashed in the face by the woman after he told her that Pond Gate was closed and denied her entry at a non-accessible area of Bartlett's Pond in Carver. The wound was superficial. The employee was treated by Carver EMS and did not want to go to the hospital. State police described the woman as Hispanic, thin build, wearing a blue T-shirt and a bathing suit. She quickly left the area with a man who was described as black, wearing a red T-shirt and black shorts. They were driving an older model, dark-colored Toyota coupe. Anybody with information is asked to contact police. A 26-year-old Stoughton woman died early Saturday in a fiery crash involving a dump truck in Avon. State police responded to the crash at about 2:30 in the morning on Route 24 northbound at Harrison Boulevard. Arriving troopers found a 2015 Hyundai Elantra driven by Damia Bosden Wigfall, which had struck the back of a 2017 Peterbilt dump truck driven by a 67-year-old man from Lunenburg. Both vehicles came to final rest in the passing lane on Route 24. The Hyundai then caught fire. The passenger, a 27-year-old woman from Randolph, was able to get out of the Hyundai. Bosden Wigfall was pronounced dead at the scene. The crash remains under investigation. A Maine-based sporting goods chain that once had more than 200 stores on the East Coast is closing its remaining 35 locations. Olympia Sports was founded in 1975 by Edward Manganello, who opened his first store at the Maine Mall in South Portland. The Portland Press Herald reported that by 2013, it had 226 locations. From Maine to Virginia. Remaining locations, including the one at the Granite Shopping Plaza in Quincy, will close by September, and liquidation sales are underway. As Boston reached triple-digit temperatures yesterday, thousands in Dorchester went without electricity for hours. Eversource crews worked feverishly after an outage left nearly 20,000 people without power for part of the day. Most areas had power restored, but there were still about 1,200 folks and businesses still waiting for the power to come back on. The brutally hot temperatures did not keep Red Sox fans away from taking in a game at Fenway. Their game plan included drinking lots of water, wearing sunscreen, and finding shade when they could. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu has extended the city's heat emergency through Monday. Three men were arrested in Jamaica Plain Saturday after a white supremacist group called the National Socialist Club marched outside a meeting of LGBTQ community members. One of the men arrested is associated with the group, which is also called NSC 131. The Civil Rights Unit of the Boston Police said members of the white supremacist group were protesting during a drag queen story hour for kids at the Loring Greeno House. Witness video of the self-proclaimed neo-Nazi shows the group of white men wearing hats standing behind a banner that said, "Pedo scum off our streets." Police ushered the children out of the book reading and away from the group of white supremacists. Counter-protesters later approached the men. Boston police say 23-year-old Christopher Hood, the leader, and a counter-protester, 27-year-old Seth Rosenau, were arrested for assaulting one another. Fight was broken up by officers. Both will be arraigned today in West Roxbury District Court. 21-year-old Tobias Walker of Roslindale was also arrested after striking a car with a metal object. Massachusetts House and Senate negotiators remain far apart on legislation that would legalize sports betting, according to Speaker Ron Mariano, and there is no timeline for action on half a dozen other major bills bottled up in private talks. Mariano said he's hopeful the legislature can reach agreement on a sports gambling bill, his branch has long supported, by the time formal sessions wrap up. Lawmakers may hold formal sessions through Sunday. The chief negotiators on the competing bills are Representative Gerald Paracella from Beverly and Senator Michael Rodriguez of Westport. The bills were assigned to conference committee on May 19th. Pressure point is whether to allow wagers on college sports in addition to professional sports. Some say that if no final sports betting bill gets approved, then everything, not just college sports, would flow to bookies. Check of business news this morning. Stocks retreated on Friday. The Dow was down 137. NASDAQ lost 225, and the S&P fell 37. Asian stocks tumbled today. The dollar's down. The euro fell. Oil, almost $94 a barrel. Sports, the Blue Jays complete a three-game sweep of the Red Sox with an 8-4 victory yesterday. Tonight, Boston will host the Cleveland Guardians at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast for today, hazy, hot, and humid with afternoon and evening thunderstorms, a high 90. Some lingering storms this evening, a low of 78. Tomorrow, partly sunny and a high of 85. Wednesday, sunny, high of 87, and more storms possible Thursday, high 89. The boater waves about 2 feet. Southwest wind could gust to 25. High tide right after 10 a.m. Sunrise at 5:29, set at 8:10. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, July 25th.